It's Lake Effect on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Audrey Nowakowski.
And I'm Bonnie North. Before the break, we heard about the overall state of the arts in Milwaukee. Well, one of the places the arts is thriving is on the city's Near South Side. Latino Arts is a hub for and a celebration of Latinx artists of all kinds, but its reach goes far beyond them into the larger community.
This Saturday, the 6th annual Guitar Festival takes place at the Latino Arts Center on South 9th Street. It's a competition for classical guitar students. It's a series of master classes, and it all culminates in a concert by two classical guitar masters, Alfonso Moreno and Oman Kaminsky.
Audio engineer Jason Reavy and I recently met with the director of the Latino Arts String Program, Denora Marquez, Guitar Festival organizer Joan Ruiz Vargas, and two students, Aaron Rodriguez and Diego Gonzalez. Joan began our conversation by explaining how the festival has grown.
The things that we're doing different is we're adding more workshops. Actually, we're doing, it's a classical guitar festival, but we're adding a workshop about jazz improvisation with a really good teacher, Ben Dameron. Also, we are adding a technique class for advanced students, as well art class, maintenance of the guitar, and also a technique class. So that way, all kids from 8 to 12, they can participate and they learn a lot. As well, we have four people doing masterclass this year.
Who's coming this year?
We have the artist. We have an artist, his name is Alfonso Moreno. He's a friend of Dinora, but he's an amazing Mexican guitarist. And well, the kids that we teach here and playing the mariachi, they've been performing a piece called Fantasía Mexicana that he composed, and they're going to have the opportunity to play with him.
Cool.
So that's going to be a big deal for them. As well, we're going to bring Oman Kaminsky. He is a Mexican guitarist that he have won a lot of competition in Mexico, and we're very happy to bring him because he's going to teach us a lot of things. As well, in master classes, we're going to have those two artists, plus we're going to have Ivan Descendis, that he participated in the past 2 years. And also we're going to have Rene Izquierdo's wife, Elena Shekin, that she's an amazing guitarist. And
she was the first guitarist I ever had on Lake Effect, a classical guitarist, back when we were in our old studio. So this is like 12 years ago, that. And she came and played Bach for me.
Oh.
She's
and it was before I met Rene. And she came and she was wonderful.
Oh, she's an artist in her own right.
Yes.
And also it's just wonderful because she's also a great educator. So to have her be part of the masterclass series will be a real special treat for our students.
How
and
wonderful.
You remember Ivan Resendiz, he actually performed in Lake Effect.
Yes, he did.
He's a great Mexican guitarist as well. He runs the Chicago Guitar Festival as well. So
it's fantastic that you're bringing in, well, using local talent, because we have so much of it, and I think people might be surprised that there's so much classical guitar talent just in the Milwaukee area. We're a big music town, but it's mostly rock and roll people think of, you know?
That's right.
And so it's just really quite wonderful. And you're a graduate of the guitar program,
yes,
right?
The Classical Guitar Studio with Rene, you know, they always bring amazing people to study there, and they participate in the festival. And we have the delight of having those talents to work with us and to participate in everything that we do. So,
you know, if you don't mind, I really kind of want to go back to Rene Izquierdo. And when we first started the guitar program within the Latino Arts Strings Room, this was years before the festival, and we were just starting our first students, and they were very basic level. And I spoke with Rene, he had just arrived, and he actually had the students over at UWM. He gave them a master class, he gave them a group class. He just immediately embraced what we were trying to do at this level. So it's really exciting because one of the young students that you're going to hear today, who's actually a senior in high school, will be auditioning to try and study with Rene Izquierdo this coming fall. So our dream has become to, he has fed our program with great teachers by bringing wonderful artists like John Ruiz and several of our other guitar instructors to study with him here at UWM. So we're getting these wonderful instructors into our program, but now they're also helping us train the students that are going to feed into UWM. So it's,
and become the instructors of the future.
And become the instructors and the leaders of this program in the future. So it's really exciting. It's a very organic and supportive environment that Rene and UWM have helped us create for our strings program. So I kind of really want it to be known, you know, because this goes way back to maybe 12 years ago when this all started happening.
Well, and how wonderful that these two sides of town can collaborate in such a great way.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
It's a good connection.
They don't normally talk to each other in a lot of ways, I think.
That's so true.
I need to bring you in on this because we mentioned you. Can tell me your name.
My name is Aaron Rodriguez.
And you are going to audition when?
It's mid-March, around that time is when my audition takes place.
Okay. So are you going to play a piece today that you might play for that audition, or is this something completely different?
Actually, the piece I'm playing today is one of my main pieces, or part of my repertoire for my audition in March.
Can you name it, please, and then we'll hear it?
Yeah, so the piece is called Inevitable by Eduardo Martín.
That was really lovely. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Best of luck with the audition. I think you'll be fine. I think you'll be fine. There's something about, and Joan, you can come in on this too, and Donora, there's something about the music of Mexico, Central and South America that it's so rich for the guitar. There's so much there. And yes, there's a European influence, but it's its own thing and really kind of grew out of its own fertile soil, as it were. I mean, it's just amazing stuff.
Yeah, somehow the music from a lot of Latin American composers is so, like, for example, one of the amazing Latin American composers is Agustin Barrios, and every music that he composed and he make, it sounds so perfect for the guitar. And the good thing about it is that when you hear it or you listen to it, it transports you to where is that place.
Just so, like we were hearing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. It transports you. And that's, I feel what music is all about is about transport you to whatever place and yeah, I think that is perfect.
Yeah.
You know, it's also really wonderful coming from Latin America that it, as we're classically trained, I'm a violinist, so we're always looking towards Europe for the main composers, even though we have a lot of wonderful composers in Latin America. But for the guitar, everybody's looking to Latin America for the great composers. And it's really wonderful. I mean, I hope that that kind of turns over to the other instruments as well.
So yeah, it's like Europe stopped doing it in the Baroque. It's like they had all of the lute and the guitar music in the Renaissance and the Baroque, and it was wonderful stuff. And then it just sort of died out. I think it all came here.
Yeah.
You know, it all came across the pond and
and
did some really interesting things with what was happening musically already in the Americas.
I think you're right. And so many different genres of music came out of that. Like we teach here a style of music called Son Jarocho. And that comes entirely from the Baroque music of Europe. In fact, the great gamba player Jordi Savall.
Savall, yep.
He goes to Mexico quite frequently and does concerts together with folks who play Son Jarocho, because you hear these concerts and here he is playing all these amazing Baroque things, and then you hear the Son Jarocho and it's a complete offshoot of that, but it's its own very own thing with a lot of Afro-Mexican influences and pre-Columbian native influences. So when we hear it in the classical guitar compositions, it's all there.
You could hear it in just what he was playing.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, you hear Villalobos.
Mm-hmm.
There's no doubt where that's
coming
from.
There's no doubt. Yes, exactly. I was thinking of that.
Yeah, yeah. It's quite amazing. So I love it. I love it as well, classical music from, you know, from the Europe, right? But somehow, yes, it's so connected and it's made for guitar. So, yeah, it's really good.
Well, we have one more student who's sitting here.
Yeah, his name is Diego Gonzalez. Okay. He's my student.
Hi, Diego.
Hi.
And so what are you going to play for us?
I'll be playing Yesterday by the Beatles.
Okay. Before we get to that, though, I want to ask both of you what it's like to participate as students in this guitar festival.
One of the things that we do get out of competing in this festival is that through the competition and through the master classes, we gain like new knowledge on what it is to be a guitarist and a musician. Through the competition, I think we learn how to prepare for the competition, how to make sure we're ready to play in front of the judges. And through the master classes, we learn new techniques and new ways of playing through the guitarists who come and show us what they've experienced.
What's one of the coolest things you learned?
Actually, it's kind of funny. I want to say the first time I competed in the advanced level of the competition, the judge was Mr. René Izquierdo, and he spent the whole 30, 45 minutes of my master class just like teaching me about the proper shape of my nails to be able to play the guitar.
What about you for learning? Four times you've done it. This will be number five?
This will be number four.
Okay.
Well, you know, it's amazing going in. It feels, I personally feel really nervous, but afterwards, you know, the relief is just amazing. And a couple years back, I won third place in the intermediate level.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And the feeling that you get when you're on that stage and they call your name out is just, it's amazing. There's no way to explain it. And it's just, I think the most important thing I've learned is that if you're not nervous, you don't care. You're not feeling it. You know what I mean?
I think you're absolutely right. You have to have some. You have to care about it enough to worry that you're not going to do it right. Before we hear the Beatles, which is a very neat way to end this, what else? Looking forward, I know I ask you this every single time, but every single time it keeps growing. Mm-hmm. Where do you think the next big step is for this?
Well, I think for this project, the next big step internally, and it's not really a big step, it's a continuous just growth of the quality of each of our students. And I think we have a staff of guitar instructors that is really dedicated to that. I mean, they're really dedicated to the students as people, just to evolve organically as young men and women. But they're also really devoted to making sure that they will do their very best, whatever their goal is on their instrument. So to continue to grow that is really important. I think that just like Renee has created a great reputation for UWM, for great guitar, classical guitar instruction and bringing in wonderful students, we'd like to think that we want to create that kind of a reputation for our program, our guitar students as well. So to me, that's a real important part. Externally, I just want people all over the Midwest to know that this is happening. I know there are not a lot of competitions for young people like this. So I'm hoping that as time goes by, we just have too many applicants, you know, that they really want to come and do this and take advantage, because it's a very personal and intimate festival, right? It's everybody who participates is going to get something really, you know, heartfelt to take back. The last winner of the advanced competition last year wrote this wonderful letter about how this had been one of his best musical experiences, just wanting us to continue to grow it and support it. This is a young man who was about 13 years old, so he hasn't had very many experiences, but enough, because he's quite an advanced performer. So, you know, we're just hoping that that continues to go.
Well, and again, the connection between UWM and here is just a natural one.
Totally.
You know, not every student is going to want to do that and you know, audition for Renee or whatever, but just having that connection to see that there are possibilities out there.
Correct. And then beyond that, I mean, we have two exceptional soloists that are coming to this concert, to give this concert, and we just hope that we fill the house. You know, we want people, we've had a couple of full houses for the festival, and, you know, just, I think they're going to have an incredible treat. We have an older master who was, you know, the winner of the first Paris competition, who's toured all over the world, who is really coming just out of the goodness of his heart. He's donating the time because he wants to come and inspire and work with the young people. But he's one of the most revered musicians of Mexico at this time, Alfonso Moreno. And then the young up-and-coming Oman Kaminsky. I think they're going to get an incredible treat as a concert. And then you heard the quality of our students. We're going to bring in some really high-level young people. So whoever sits in that stage and shares it with the soloist is going to give us a treat as well.
Dinora Marquez is the director of the Latino Arts String Program. Joan Ruiz Vargas is the coordinator of the Latino Arts Guitar Festival. And Aaron Rodriguez and Diego Gonzalez are local students participating in the festival's competition.
The Latino Arts Guitar Festival takes place this Saturday at Latino Arts. There is more information at WUWM.com.